Gary, a really hard fought point here. I mean, if you were offered 4 points from the two away games, I think you'd have taken them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. And a clean sheet as well. I'm not going to dress it up anything other than we weren't great today. We weren't anywhere near the energy levels that we've showed in previous games. We didn't show the same quality that we've showed, particularly when we won the ball back. And when you're going to play against a team like Reading that almost want to pass the ball, almost feel that's enough for them just to pass the ball. I mean, they've had one shot that Legsy's had to save, and it was a really routine save. So you'd have to say, to come away from home and concede, I think, 8 opportunities on and off goal, and I think we've had 15 ourselves. So once again, possession really hasn't made an awful lot of difference. But we've had some chances again. When it's a game like that, when you don't play well, when you're resolute, when you defend well and you accept you've not been at your best, you have to then nick a set piece or something. And we've had 5 or 6 real good chances off corners. Kotz's delivery was superb tonight. And that might just be one, you know, you turn a reasonable performance, a resolute performance, a not completely satisfying performance into a winning one. But as it is, it's a clean sheet, it's another point away from home, and I'm not displeased.
You had a bit of late disruption before kickoff. What's the situation with Thomas Kuschak?
Well, he's been managing a quad strain for the last sort of 4 or 5 weeks. And it was just one, I think, that he just felt it as he went out to warm up. He felt it in the warm up, felt as though he couldn't do the team justice. So again, we'll have to get to the bottom of that. But I mean, we're lucky that we've got a superb goalkeeper in Legsy. But, you know, he's always ready and he's really professional and he's waited for his opportunity. So now, you know, he might just get that. But it does disrupt you somewhat and you worry that at that point, that's going to be a problem. But then Reading had exactly the same before the kickoff. I think it was Vandenberg pulled out injured. So they had a similar thing. Just in terms of the changes, that's something I toyed with. I felt yesterday, particularly watching us train, we looked really, really low in energy. And I was disappointed with that. And I thought it was perhaps a bit of sloppiness, I don't know. But we were low in energy, so I felt the need to make 2 changes. I spoke to Mags and Clayton, and they said often it's the second game after the international that it catches up on you a little bit. And I wanted them fresh for the games ahead. And I thought the two lads that came in put a real shift in. Lucas looked probably the most threatening of our two strikers, in truth. Had a couple of good opportunities. Held the ball up reasonably well, and Kotz put some great balls in and worked hard again. But I just felt overall the disappointing bit was when we went up to try and press them, we didn't do it with the same power and the same pace. And maybe when you play that way, you're not going to get it every game. You know, it's difficult to replicate that physicality every game, but that's when you have to move the ball a little bit better, and we probably didn't do that for long enough periods.
I'm conscious of how hard you work on set pieces on the training ground. Reading have had 13 corners today. I'd be hard-pressed to think of one where it wasn't a Blues head that got on it first.
Yeah, again, we look a powerful team. I think a few of the Reading players said in the press before, you know, we're a strong physical team, and that's what we want to be. The last two games, we've showed some quality to go with it. Today, we probably just looked a strong, powerful team, and you know, sometimes away from home, again, a clean sheet, a draw, and we're almost disappointed. So I think that we accept that, you know, listen, the fans that travel down in good numbers, you know, I'd like to give them a little bit more than that, of course, in terms of our passing and our attacking. And you saw towards the end, you know, we had some real good chances to break, and we were really wasteful in our pass and our decision making. And when it's like that, sometimes you have to accept that, you know, we were resolute. And again, we should have probably nicked a set piece of our own.
So final word for Diego. I know that some of the decision making at the end that you criticised there, but he came on first time since the opening day of the season and showed a real desire out there.
Yeah, all the players have. You know, I wanted to try and get Greg Stewart onto the pitch tonight, but I just felt with half an hour to go, I needed some legs and some energy and some pace to win the ball and get us up the pitch. And I thought that Mags did that. Mags got us into those areas. Clates didn't have as much opportunity. And then we just felt, listen, we've got one more throw of the dice. Let's give Diego a chance. He's unpredictable. He might come up with something. He's been unfortunate, the fact that Shea's burgeoning performances are showing the real talent that he's got. And maybe he today was just one that, you know, one game too many in terms of going again. But I wasn't displeased. Like you say, we defended manfully. You know, that's another clean sheet. And sometimes away from home, you know, that's part of the game, and that's part of the game you've got to do well, and I thought we did it really well tonight.